A never-before-seen finish at the LA Marathon with an MHSAA twist and plenty of champions crowned across the state. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. What a weekend at Ford Field with the individual wrestling finals. 14 wrestlers in each of the five divisions took home state championships. Five wrestlers won their fourth straight, and two of those added those to four straight team titles. Nicholas Soro of Hudson and Wyatt Lees of Detroit Catholic Central are the newest members of the 4-4 club. They become the eighth and ninth wrestlers in MHSAA history to accomplish that feat. And both won at the 132-pound weight class this year, Soro in Division 4, Lees in Division 1. Grand Rapids Catholic Central's Dale Gant won his fourth straight title. He was best in Division 3's 138-pound weight class this year. Westland John Glenn's Nikayla Dawson and Plainwell's Madison Nieuwenhuis each won a fourth straight title in the girls' division. They're just the second and third girls to win four straight. And while Nieuwenhuis was winning her fourth title, her younger brother Dylan was winning his first. He captured an individual title in Division 2 at the 113-pound weight class. For more on everything that happened at Ford Field, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. And before we get to game balls, let's first honor our champions in competitive cheer. In Division 1, Rochester Hills, Stony Creek won for a third straight year, again holding off Rochester and Rochester Adams. Allen Park won for a third straight year in Division 2. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep is your D3 winner, and Pawama Westphalia is back on top in Division 4. And we've got all your cheer coverage at MHSAA.com as well. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Heartland's Alexis Fundish captured the Division 1 Individual Gymnastics Championship after finishing runner-up a year ago. Hazlet United's Phoebe Elder was the Division 2 Individual Gymnastics Champion. And former Leland volleyball star Alicia Glass will be inducted into the National High School Hall of Fame this summer, the 11th from Michigan to be enshrined.
The Michigan Achievement Scholarship is funding every grad, every path. Odds are, your high school senior or recent grad will qualify for tuition-free community college, up to $27,500 at a public or private university, or up to $4,000 for a trade school or career training program, no matter their GPA. Wherever your child is headed, there's free money to get them there. Simply fill out the FAFSA to apply. Get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. We don't often talk about marathons in this segment, but the finish of this year's Los Angeles Marathon was too good to ignore. The 26.2-mile race was held Sunday, March 8th, and featured a race record 27,000 runners. Kenyan Michael Kamau had a seemingly insurmountable lead with less than a mile to go. But then, from out of nowhere, Nathan Martin came roaring back and was able to nick Kamau at the finish line by a hundredth of a second, the closest finish in LA Marathon history. Martin is the cross-country and track and field coach at Jackson High School. His time of 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 16 seconds was just 32 seconds off his personal best, which he set in 2023. If you haven't seen the clips of this finish online, check it out. Martin's closing stretch is amazing to watch. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.